We open to prayer. Heavenly Father, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. Undoubtedly, the Bible rises to the top as the most misunderstood, misused book ever written. It's a sad reality for many people, which is not the Bible's fault. One example is those times when people say, the Old Testament, that's the law of God. The New Testament, that's the gospel. Even worse is if they think or say, the Old Testament God is the God of thunderous judgment, fire and brimstone, holy condemnation. But the New Testament God is the God of love, they say. As if there were two different gods having the same name. Today, using the Old Testament, let's find the God of mercy and love in Psalm 130, printed on the half sheet. We read a pair of verses responsively and consider briefly what they mean. You are invited to read the italicized verse. Verses 1 and 2. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication.
Notice the word Lord side by side. In the first spelling, all caps, we're invited to think of God by his personal name. I am that I am. While also realizing the relationship he has with us. He's the Lord of you and me and all that we face. Notice also the starting point of this prayer. A cry to God from the depths. Is that where you are today? Are you in the depths? Well, have you sinned against God today? No doubt more than once or twice. Is there anything you can do about that where it truly matters the most? Realizing the desperate, chronic problem that we have with sin has put you and me in the depths. But we're not drowning. We get to implore the Lord, the God of mercy, who hears our prayer. Verses 3 and 4. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?
There is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared.
Does God keep track of your sins? That's actually a yes and no kind of question. No, he does not count your sins against you. If he did, you'd be done. Forever condemned. And so would I. But he does count all your sins against Jesus. And for that reason, every day comes with complete forgiveness for you and me from God. You see, the mercy of God, reaching back into Old Testament times, even from eternity, has led to the promise of a Savior and the prophecies of the Messiah, culminating in the coming of Christ and the sacrifice of Christ, which is the solid basis for God wiping away all of your sins. Now, when you come to terms with it, with what God has done for you, it is meant to have a lasting, positive impact. It grabs your attention like nothing else can. It inspires your respect. It compels, not by force, but by the Spirit, a growing sense of awe, amazement, commitment, thanksgiving. Or to say it like the psalm writer did, forgiveness from God causes you to fear God in the good way, the blessed way of faith. Verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. The psalm writer was waiting for the first coming of Christ based on the promises God had made. The Lord in the flesh, just as God said. That was his certain hope based on God's word to him. You're no different. You and I are waiting for the second coming of Christ based on what God has promised and the expectation that he will follow through and keep his promises. On that basis, we wait confidently. We even pray expectantly. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to deliver your people. Verses 7 and 8. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. When you hear the word Israel, when you say the word Israel, include yourself. Even though you are Gentile in the ethnic sense, probably, you are all part of Israel in the spiritual sense as members of the Holy Christian Church. Because of your saving faith in Christ, you, by the Bible's own description, count as a child of Abraham, claiming his God as your own. Yes, the God of constant mercy and full redemption. Redemption of your soul, already done. And deliverance for your body, even from the grave, in that incredible life to come. Through it all, you have Jesus as your Lord and Redeemer, because he paid for you. And he claims you as his own forever. What a great God we have. What great promises and hope he gives to us in his word. Praise the Lord for that. Praise him forever. Amen. We close our worship in praise of our God in hymn 37, stanzas 1 and 3. Stanzas 1 and 3, hymn 37.